Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. We welcome you to the Blog Talk Divine Connection radio broadcast with the Revival Gospel Explosion. Praise the Lord. And we give God glory for another brand new beautiful day. It's raining and storming a little bit outside, but the J-E-S-U-S is shining on the inside. I pray he is with you as well. We thank God that this is the day he's made. We shall glorify and magnify his holy name. Bless the Lord. We praise God that as you come in, glory to God, to hear the breaking of bread tonight of the word of God throughout none other than the prophetess Lillian Bird. Praise God. We thank the Lord, and we also give glory unto him for his word, for his anointing, and for his presence in our lives. Thank God for being born again, a part of the kingdom of God, even in such a time as this. We bless God. Praise God. Our theme is your faith will go on trial. We ought to know that through our daily lives. If you don't, hallelujah, don't, you are not living as a born-again believer if you have not went through some testing and some trials and whatever. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he'll deliver us out of the mold. And if we're going to reign with him, there's going to be some things we're going to suffer with him. So praise God. Bless the Lord. So he done told us in his word, be not weary in well-doing. You shall reap if you faint not. He told us that the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy, but he came to give us life and life more abundantly. I let you know there's testing, there's trials. And even through the trying of our faith, praise God, it produces patience. And then from patience, character, and so on and so on, we want to make sure we have the character of Jesus Christ. And as we go through, so even in the revival, praise God, we are learning the more, hallelujah, how to trust, rest in the Lord, how to go through, how to stand on his promises, not to be moved, praise God, by what we're going through. What is happening, praise the Lord. And our theme, the other part of the theme, as I said, the first part is your faith will go on trial, and the other part is, subtitle is, don't panic. Not that this is just a test, but don't panic, but be encouraged, praise the Lord. And as we, glory to God, prepare for tonight. I want you to know on Monday night, on the first opening night, Evangelist Mother Alexander brought on the word with doubt, fear, and panic, and how this not to be named among the believers as a child of God. And he says, when God gives you an assignment, no one can do that but you. You have to know, glory to God, hallelujah, who you are, who he is in you, and be able to stand on his word, praise the Lord. She's also let us know that he's a healer and he's a deliverer. God will not put us to shame, and that we need to learn to stand firm on his word, praise the Lord. And he's some scriptures that she used was Exodus, for even the healer in Exodus, the 15:26, Deuteronomy 7:15. She also said, whatever is going on in the world, even at this time, we're to know, glory to God, we're to not let that take us off course. We got to remember we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, and we have power to pray these things down in the name of Jesus. And we must know who we are and the voice of God and to seek him, praise God, and believe. Believers, don't say you believe God's word and say you're binding and loosing, and then you don't believe him, you're not going to get anything from him. And it goes back to even James, where he said a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. That's just a little bit on what God has let us understand. And there are challenges other than Pastor Mitchell out of Tulsa area, but it's at Broken Arrow, next door to Tulsa, how she came with the scripture. 12, as many has been received, he gave them power. She talked to us about having being mature, being a mature son and daughter of God, and told us that many afflictions of the right we want, he calling us to maturity. And so we got to submit ourselves. And he said, like Uncle Sam is looking for some good, looking for some good men, good soldiers. Praise God, like you said, a good few good men. He's looking for, God is looking for that in us as to be some, as people of God to be in place as well. So talked about the new wine, the wineskins, the maturity, our thoughts and how we can have thoughts. The enemy going to present a lot of thoughts, and there's a battleground in between these two ears. But just because the thoughts come don't mean that we have to yield to them. God gave us power through his word to attack those thoughts. He even talked about some things concerning the covenant and the blood covenant and keeping covenant. So we have been really blessed by the fire and the anointing of the word of God through these women of God. And so we know that God's going to bless and continue to take us even higher for each night. And so we're looking forward to Pastor Bird out of Malden, South Carolina, to bring a dynamic word from the Lord even tonight. So we'll continuously be encouraged, standing on the promises of the Lord and not wavering. And it's just telling us the more as believers, praise God, how, something Pastor said last night too, that using the word intimacy, into see me, religion is not all church, but God says Christians like in church, no faith going on trial. God gives some rapid classes, quick work in society, impatient. Impatient, what she said, when night comes, no man can work. We are eternal beings, important to not be with the formality and about God, how God used us yesterday. It's a principle. We have to learn how to come to him and not go by things of how God normally, but still be open to hear the Spirit of the Lord and allow the Spirit of the Lord to guide us. Sometimes we have to just sit quiet and hear his voice. Praise the Lord. So we're thanking the Lord for all of that. And as I'm sharing those things, I give time for people to come on board. So when the speaker comes, glory to God, can be able to have, glory to God, an audience and not just people coming at in, because we try to stay on each night. So that way, praise God, that give them ample time to share what the Spirit of the Lord has placed in the Spirit. So we're going to give a couple of more minutes before we give Mother McCormick time to also to pray. But I want to read this, our scripture reading. And since just because it's raining, you know how sometimes people will be reluctant to go in to church in some places. I mean, not everybody's that way, because they shop, they go to concerts, they go to various other places and stuff, and the rain don't stop them. And then they have some that when it comes to going into church building, they get a little slack. But right now, with this coronavirus and this quarantine and going on, we have no excuse when we're at our home and the luxury of our own home to sit back and listen and hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say in the comfort of your own house, whether you're at the dining room table or sitting on your couch or wherever. So we bless the Lord. So we're giving just a few more minutes, but we still praise God, moving on and sharing until that time comes on. Praise God. Bring the woman of God on. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to get ready to read you a scripture out of 1 Corinthians 10:13, and the other one will be coming from 1 Peter 5:10. Very familiar scriptures. And then after that, we're going to have our sister read the scripture, and then from that point on, we're going to prepare ourselves for introduction. So I hope the servants of God don't miss out what God has to say tonight. They're a little slow coming in, but the audience that we do have, we're going to give that space for the Lord to move in a miraculous way. I was trying to look for something that I had just for the ears of us tonight, just a moment. And it was saying, as born-again believers, I wrote this as being triumphant, to be triumphant, victorious, more than a conqueror and overcomers, The revival will remind us of who we are, whose we are, and how we are to conduct ourselves as servants of God and disciples for Christ, living a life in the agape, love, forgiveness, obedience, and prayerful. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So our scripture reading will be coming from 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape, also so that you will be able to endure it. 1 Peter 5. Oh, praise the Lord. I don't know why my sister is calling. Mother Willette, I pray God bless her, she can get on the line. 1 Peter 5:10. After you have suffered a while, the God of grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, himself perfect, confirm, strength, and establish you. And 1 Peter 4:12-13 said, beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the suffering of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of his glory, you may rejoice and with exultation. My Lord, praise God. You're not going to read your own writing, but bless the Lord. Praise God. We thank God, glory to God, for again for tonight. As we say, our theme is your faith will go on trial, and not only just your faith will go on trial, but don't panic, but be encouraged. Praise the Lord. We're going to prepare now for our sister to read our. Oh, my goodness. Did Mother not come on? Oh, she forgot? Praise the Lord. Well, we had a little surprise there, but in the meantime, I will go ahead. Wait a minute. Just maybe check this line again, make sure I'm not missing it, that she didn't just not come on. Praise the Lord. Well, Father, we do bless you tonight and give you glory and honor and praise, God, for another night and another day that you may be glorified and magnified in the name of Jesus. We thank you for glory to God blessing us to come together on this revival time to glorify your holy name. We thank you for the servant of God that you're bringing forth to speak the word of God tonight. We thank you for those, glory to God, that have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. We give glory and honor for Mother Alexander, evangelist, on the first night of it, for Pastor Mitchell, and we're thanking God tonight for Pastor Bird. And so, Lord, we pray that as we open our hearts up and give ourselves a tentative ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, whatever is needed, whether it's encouragement, whether it's someone might be listening, it might be a backslider, somebody might even need to hear it and may hear it later and end up being needing salvation, or those that may just need encouragement, need healing, or just being able to need to hear just how to stand fast, hold fast, and be determined and not to allow the trials and the situation, betrayal, or whatever, ostracism, criticism, whatever may the enemy might have be sending their way. In the name of Jesus, we come against every demonic and satanic force that will come against this revival of the prayers or either even our lives. We bind him up and command him to be loose from his assignment. Go back to the dry place from which he came. We loose your anointing, God. Let thy will be done through the Holy Spirit. God, minister to our hearts that we may be able to continue to stand firm. And anything that's in our lives is not like you, that any correction needed, God, we are praying that we allow the word to come in and go over that, do that surgery and cleansing, whatever is needed, God, so we won't be in a hypocritical state and we won't be in a place that will perpetrate the fraud, that our light will be shining, that as we go over to God, we'll have an answer for anyone that asks about the hope that's lies in us. And God, we don't want to be a people that say you praise me with your lips, but your heart be far from us. God, we want to be in a place of humility and with the mind of Christ. And God, as we grow in more in you, help us to never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. We thank you for that word, Lord, that reminding us and encouraging us and enlightening us and even teaching us and bring revelation knowledge to us. We bless you for the rhema and the Logos word. In the name of Jesus, most of all, we thank God for Jesus being our Savior, our Deliverer, and our Healer. God, we bless you for another day to glorify your holy name. You are so worthy of all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you and we bless God. Praise God. Mother McCormick might have came on with a different number tonight. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Is that you, Mother McCormick?
Yeah. I had to change phone. It took me a while.
God bless you. Have a little short brief prayer. You can go ahead. Bless the Lord. And we're going to go ahead and prepare to introduce Pastor Bird. So you can make it brief. Go ahead.
Okay. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you tonight, Lord God. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you are doing and what you're going to do. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the revival, Lord God. Let us know, God, that we can be revived in ourselves, Lord God. God, we just ask you, Lord God, to look down on the woman of God on tonight, Lord God. We pray that you, Lord God, would just let that word come out of her, which I know it will, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, let someone, God, that might be on this phone, God, let them hear this word, that it would touch their heart and that it would deliver them for whatever they might be going through in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the womb of God on tonight, God, and we praise you and we just give all glory into you, Lord God, for working things out and being able to let her be able to pray this prayer of faith on tonight. We thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. We give glory and honor unto the Lord. Bless the Lord. Praise God. We thank God for Pastor Bird, Lillian Bird, that will be coming on, glory, to share the word of God with us. We thank God for the anointing that's in her life, a true prophet, a prayer warrior, a woman that will seek God, and glory, that will speak with thus said the Lord, known her probably about 18 years, but bless the Lord. I thank God for the truth of the anointing that's in her life. She's coming out of Maldives. She's lived in Colombia for, who knows, I don't know, 30 years or whatever. But anyway, she's coming out of Maldives, South Carolina right now. She has many children in the gospel, and she has, glory to God, an anointing on her life to speak and visions and dreams that God bless and interpretation. But we'll let you know who she is. I mean, she'll let you know who she is by the Spirit. And he said, no man after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So we're going to believe God that like never before, that he's going to continue to use all his vessels, but even this vessel, even the more for his glory to be manifested. So we're going to relinquish my stand. And so that way the anointing can flow out of him, and she has plenty of time to flow under the anointing to let the Spirit of the Lord to have free reign. So we want to introduce you to, for those that don't know you, present the one that introduced the others. Well, we got none other than Prophetess Lillian Bird, a vessel that will hear from God and will speak what he says and will not be moved other than she knows that the voice of God has spoken to her. So at this time, we want you to receive her in Jesus' name. I hope I got the right line open. Are you there, Pastor? Okay, maybe I didn't have it open. Pastor Bird? Okay, let me see what happens on this line here. Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't know what is going on here, but we're going to roll it until we get to her. I don't know. Are you there, Pastor?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, but I didn't hear you at first. Okay, praise God. We primed up any technical difficulties tonight. All right, praise God.
Praise him. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power. God, our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father. You are an awesome God. And we honor you and we praise you and we give you glory. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to come in your presence, God, and to come before your people. We thank you, Father God, for all that you've done and doing now in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the messages that have gone forth, God. We thank you for Evangelist Alexander, God, and we thank you for Pastor Mitchell as they brought that word to us, Father God. I thank you that in this revival, we will be revived. We will be renewed, Father God. We will be brand new, dear God, in the name of Jesus. I ask now in Jesus' name that Lillian decrease as you increase. What you want said, let it be said. I pray in the name of Jesus for the hearers tonight. God, that this is not a new word, but it's your word. And your word is new every day. So, Father, we honor you and we thank you for our host, God. We thank you for Pastor Herbert, God, who have labored before you for this time and for this hour. So, God, we just praise you, we honor you, and we give you glory. And it's all in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen. We give God praise tonight, and we just thank him for this opportunity as we come. Our theme for this revival, your faith will be on trial. Don't panic. Be encouraged. Tonight, I'll be speaking on the promises of God. All God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. That's Daniel 3:17 and Jude 1:24. We're going to be coming out of Daniel, third chapter. We're going to start at the first verse. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold, whose height was 3 gold cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dori in the province of Babylon. Now, this thing was about 90 feet high and about 9 feet wide. And this was not the only idol we know that was in the city during this time, but this is one that he set up himself. And Nebuchadnezzar set up this statue or this image, and he called together all of the governors and the judges and the treasurers and the councils and the sheriffs and all important people in the kingdom at that time. He called them all together so that he could dedicate this image that he had set up. And with all the people gathered together, Nebuchadnezzar cried out that all the people, the nations and languages, that when they heard this horn go off, all these musical instruments, that they would bow down to this image. Three young Israelites, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, gave powerful testimonies of the ability of God. We're going to talk about God's ability. Living by the promises of God is just another way to consider living by the grace of God. God has the ability concerning everything that go on about us. And these three young Israelites standing before the king, Nebuchadnezzar ordered all the people to engage in idolatry under threat of severe consequences. To you it is commanded, O peoples, nation, and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, you shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whosoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And here you have got these three young men, as this decree go out, and he said everybody got to fall down to this image when they hear all of this music going on. But listen to what the three Hebrew boys said. Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. They did not bow down, so they were thrown into the blazing furnace. Now, Nebuchadnezzar was so angry with them because they refused to bow down that he called his servants and told them, look, I want you to make that furnace seven times hotter than it usually is. I need to tell you that sometimes Satan will get us in a position when we will not do what he say do, that he will turn the heat up on us. Sometimes he'll get us in that situation just to see what we're going to do. But the Israelites stood on the promise of God, and they said, we will not bow down. And Nebuchadnezzar was so furious at them, where he told them to bind them up, tie them up, bind them up, and throw them into the furnace. But I want you to know, if God is for you, who can be against you? For the Bible says that they tied them up, and the men that was with them went to cast them into the furnace. It was so hot, and the heat of that fire was so fierce that it burned the men up that was trying to put them in the fire. And look at this. But the Bible says they fell in themselves. They fell in because that was the confidence that they had in God's ability to deliver them. We have to come to that place of, regardless of what's going on around us, that we know that God is able to deliver us. So the Bible said that they fell into the furnace. And when they fell into the furnace, Nebuchadnezzar started looking in there. And let me tell you something. God, in the time that we are going through, he will show up and he'll show out. The Bible says that as they were in the furnace and as he looked in, he saw them walking around. I guarantee you they were in that furnace fire praising God and giving him glory. I bet you they were doing a little shouting up in there. And Nebuchadnezzar looked in, and when he looked in, he said, now look, didn't we put three men in there? I see four men walking around in there. And he said that the one that's walking around in there, he look like the Son of God. Look here. Isn't it amazing that God will have you in the midst of something and have your enemy looking in at you? Ain't it something that in the midst of what you're going through, he will allow the enemy seeing him deliver you out of that stuff? People are looking at you going through stuff, and they don't even know how you're coming out. But God will, in the midst of everything that's going on, if God is for you, who will be against you? We cannot compromise on what God has said. They said that God is able to deliver us from the burning furnace. And they said, even if he don't, listen to this, even if he don't deliver us from the furnace, he gonna deliver us out of your hand. Whatever you're going through right now, if God don't bring you out of it, you can know that he can, he's able to do it. And in the midst of that, he will pluck you right out of the enemy's hand. He will lead you out of that trap that the enemy have set for you. They said, look, if we perish, we perish. But you will no longer have rulership over us. God is able to deliver us not only from that burning fire, but he's also able to deliver us from you, to be absent from this body. Y'all mean that we're present with him. Anyway, we win. We win. We got to stand on the promises of God. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. This aspect of God's ability offers assurance that God can keep his people from stumbling while here in the earth and present them faultless when they reach heaven. We all know our own capabilities to stumble spiritually into transgressions or compromise. We also struggle with the condemnation of the enemy that robs us of expectation to eventually stand before our Lord in glory, fully forgiven, cleansed, and transformed. All God is able to work effectively in both arenas for all who humbly trust in him. We have to trust on the ability of God to do what he said he would do. A second aspect that we have to look at in the promises of God is God's faithfulness. Now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. 1 Timothy 5:23-24. The three Hebrew boys stood on God's promise. They were not moved by circumstances or anything else that was going on. They had total confidence in God, in his ability, and they stood faithful as they was presented to die. In the midst of all of that, God is faithful. He who called you is faithful, who also will do it. What all faithful God call us to, and what he is promising to do. Whatever God call you to do, he is faithful in bringing you through that. If God said it, we can believe it, because he is faithful, and he is faithful to us. The Lord has called us to sanctification and blamelessness. That is a life of increasing personal righteousness. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor. 1 Timothy 4:3-4. It is the will of God that his children grow in a sanctified life, that is, be set apart increasingly for the glory, honor, and use of God. We are set apart. We are different. And what we have to know is that we don't have to do these things in our own strength. He who promised is able to keep us from stumbling and from falling. God can keep us with a pure heart, a sanctified body. God is able to keep us. He has the ability to do it, and we have to be faithful. Another term for the godly goal is blameless. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we live unto the Lord day by day, awaiting for him to return, he wants us to develop in Christ's likeness. He desires that there be less and less reason for people to point a finger of blame at you. We are his body. We are his church. And people ought to look at you without pointing a finger that you are doing this and you are doing that. Again, he is the sustainer. He will do it, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as light in the world. How is this desire of God to be accomplished? It is to be done by the work of our faithful God, who promised to do such. He who called you is faithful, who also will do it. What the Lord means in advancing this process, it is his word. Jesus revealed that in his prayer for us as he approached the cross, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. John 17:17. Our Lord wants to unleash in our lives the power of his word, changing the way we think and act. He wants to use his word to set our lives apart for himself. The Apostle Paul wrote of this powerful spiritual process in referring to Jesus' intentions for his church. But he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, and not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. It is all faithfulness that will bring these things to pass But it is the promise of God that will keep us and enable us to get through it. You don't have to do it. We just have to be faithful to the word of God. We talked about God's ability. Now we talked about his faithfulness. And now we're going to talk about not being double-minded, not wavering. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful, Hebrews 10:23. Now, when we couple all these things together, we couple his ability with our faith and with our ability to be steadfast. When promises are made by God, God is able to keep what he promised. When relating God to his promise, we have full assurance that he can fulfill what he promised to do. O Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Jeremiah 32:17 and Jeremiah 32:27. Our Lord created everything. He created us. He's ruler over everything. Surely he's able to fulfill all of his promises. When promises are made, faithfulness is just as important as ability. It is vital to know that the one promising is not only able, but also reliable. Sometimes we make promises that we can't keep. And it doesn't necessarily mean that we can't be relied upon. It just simply means we couldn't do it. Something else happened. Something came in play that I was not able to do what I promised you I would do. But God has no such restraints. God can do all things but fail. He created everything. And he created everything for himself. God is able, and he's faithful. In the book of Hebrews, we are given a recurrent call to stand firm in the hope of the Lord, to increasingly participate in the reality of being God's spiritual household here on earth. We are to confidentially embrace throughout our lives the hope that is available in our Lord, whose house we are if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. Hebrews 3:6. To fully partake of all that is ours in Christ Jesus. Listen. Those three men stood fast in the midst of everything that was going on. They never wavered. They never moved out of that position that they were in. Their focus was on God, who they knew was able to save them. They were not moved by what they were confronted with. Sometimes we waver on a situation that we think is impossible for us to win. We forget God's promises. We forget what God has said. And because of that, we're wiggy-woggy. I'm over here today. I'm over there tomorrow. I'm trying to make it work. We got to be steadfast, unmovable in the things of God. We cannot waver. If God said it, we can believe it. Because every promise in the book is for me. Every chapter in the book is for me. Every verse and every line is for me. So I can hold fast to that. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. Additionally, this position of trust in God is related to his promises and his faithfulness. For he who promised is faithful. We can cling tightly to the promises of God. We can confidentially hope in God's fulfilling his promise to us. We do not need to waver in doubt because God is reliable, he is trustworthy, and he is faithful. The last thing that we're going to talk about is resting in God. So many times we're so busy about doing this and doing that. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do this for God. I got to do that for God. We got to know that God wants us to rest. There remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his work as God did from his. Hebrews 4:9-10. Included in God's promise is rest for his people. This rest not only began with rest from the guilt and condemnation of sin, but it also can grow into the rest from carnal striving and vain self-sufficiency. And sometimes we don't think it, but sometimes it becomes ourselves. The Hebrew boys, in the face of everything that was going on, they were steadfast, unmovable, knowing that they could trust in God, so they was. They came to a place of rest. The Bible did not say they would go, oh, God, help us. Oh, God, deliver us. Oh, God, save us. That's work. They'd already prayed. Now they're standing steadfast on the promises of God. Sometimes we're so busy trying to help God out, and it becomes with my own self-sufficiency. I got to pray 4 times a day. I got to pray 5 times a day. You remember when you said, God, Martha, if you had been there, Lazarus would not have died. And sometimes we think, if I had a did this, if I had a did that, this wouldn't have happened. If I had a been in place over here, if I had a been with my mom and prayed for her, maybe she wouldn't have died. Self-sufficiency. It's not up to you. When we pray and bring that thing to God, we need to rest in him. We need to take our bow in him because we're trusting him. God wants us to rest in him. Therefore, remain therefore a rest for God's people. Those who are God's people become such by entering into God's rest from sin and guilt. Yet having a taste of this, there still remains a rest for the people of God. For he who has entered his rest was himself also ceased from his work. To rest in the Lord for a growing life of godliness, service, and fruitfulness, one must be willing to renounce himself as the source or cause of his work. Previously, we saw that the Apostle Paul walked with the, with walked and lived unto God in this manner. Paul said, I labor more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. 1 Corinthians 15:10. Paul worked hard, harder than any of the other leaders in the early church. Yet he acknowledged that the enabling reality was the grace of God, not himself. That fitted perfectly with another confession from Paul that we have also considered. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as being from ourselves, but all the sufficiency is from God. 2 Corinthians 3:5. Up to me, such a life is explained as Christ himself expressing his life in and through our lives. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Galatians 2:20. We got to come to that place of trusting God. It's not by striving. I got to help him out. I got to push him along. Sometimes we need to just rest like they did. They came to that place of facing the enemy without struggling. It's done. It is finished. It was the finished works of Christ on the cross. So now we stand on his promises. It's not by works, least any man can boast. It's not by how long I pray. It's not by how many days I pray. It's not by how often I pray. But when I pray, I believe that what I ask God for shall come to pass. Why? Because of the promises of God. It is not by my works. The succession from our work is to be as complete as God ceasing from his work at creation. And God rested on the seventh day from all his work. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works, as God did from his, Hebrews 4:4 and Hebrews 4:10. God rested on the seventh day because his created work was finished. We are to rest from our work because we cannot add to the finished works of Christ for us. He completed our redemption upon the cross. He said, it is finished, and bow his head. He gave up the spirit, John 19:30. He has also fully prepared the works that he wanted us to now enter into by faith. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we shall walk in them, Ephesians 2:10. We can stand on the promise of God. God is faithful to do whatever he said he would do. The three Hebrew boys did not move. They did not try to fight their own battle. They did not have enticing words. They just said, simply said, that if God, whom we serve, he is able to deliver us from this burning furnace, burning fire, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. In other words, you have no power or authority over us because of the promises of Almighty God. We need to cease from trying to outdo God. It'll never work. And rest in Him. Mm. Thank you, Jesus. Mm. I just heard the Spirit of the Lord saying this, and I don't know who's online, and I don't even know who this is for. But it's somebody that God wants to free you up. God said that you're holding on to your past. Something happened in your past and you can't let go. God wants you to be free. God said you're bound up. Whether you were molested when you were young or raped when you were young, or whether your husband left you, God said you're tied to your past. And you can't enter into His rest. You can't even enter into your future because you're tied to your past. God wants you to be free. God wants you to know that it's over. Let that go so that you can embrace what God has for you. And if that's you, just take that to heart. Or if you need somebody to pray with you, ask somebody to pray with you. But it's somebody, I don't know who it is, but I just heard God saying that somebody was bound and that you were tied to your past. Let it go. Let it go. Just let it go. And we just thank you, Father, for your promises. We thank you that it's always yes and amen. We thank you, Father, for keeping us and delivering us and setting us free. We thank you, Father God, that even in the midst of our enemy, God, you're going to deliver us. You're going to set us free. We thank you, Father God, for being a promise keeper. We thank you, Father God, for choosing us in yourself before the foundation of the world. I pray tonight, dear God, as your word went forth, that it accomplished what it was set out to do. We bless your name, Father God, and we thank you for who you are, God. We thank you for all that you do. Blessed be the name of the Lord God. We love you, we praise you, and we thank you. And help us all, Father God, just to stand on your promises, stand on your word. Not be moved by what we see or what we know, but to be moved by every word that proceedeth out of your mouth. We bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Glory be unto the Most High God. Did we not see? Wow, this was so powerful. Glory to God. I was still trying to finish up my last little notes. It was so good. Oh, I praise God for the promises of the Lord and how you broke that word down so beautiful. God, thank you for your servant and all the ones that have brought the word before now about Nebuchadnezzar. You laid the foundation so beautifully and praise God and talked to us about the Nebuchadnezzar and the graven image, I mean, the image that was set up. Glory to God. And the power that the Hebrew boys walked in their faith about it, telling him that no matter what, God's going to be able to deliver us. He has the ability to deliver us. But if he don't, you still have no power over. So like you said, either whether it's here in the earth or whether, you know, going on to glory or however. But, and how we ought to be able to stand no matter about the adversities or no matter the circumstances, and how you just kept reiterating so powerfully different levels of the not only the ability but the faith and just how we ought to be in the Lord. Pastor, there were so many things that were said. I don't want to go back and try to preach, but I'm telling you, this word has such a powerful impact on our lives from what you were saying and what we were talking about in this revival and the place that we need to get or be refortified in. And if there's been some things that's done chisel away in our lives through different trials and circumstance that caused us to give off kilter is a place where we need to be. And if we never was there and didn't really understand what we need to do and how we need to stand in the midst of adversity and the different circumstances, this was a powerful work. God shows up and shows out, like you said, for them, but also in our lives when we get in a place of rest and really trust in him, because you can't really say you're resting in the Lord and still yet talking about we have faith, and in the meantime we're nervous or hyper or speaking things contrary to what his will is saying. But this word has been so marvelous. I bless God. Even the scriptures that you brought and shared with us, praise the Lord for us to be able to go back and read and get refortified in it. As we live day by day, develop God's likeness for people. Look at you and without pointing fingers. And we ought to be in a place and so forth like this right here. Whatever we do, they ought to see Christ in the name of Jesus. Like you said before, three thrown in the fire. And even when they were thrown in, that one that thrown them in was slain. But in the meantime, as they in the fire, like you said, it could have been praising and glorifying the Lord, but they might have been bound in there, but they were walking around loose. And here is the king looking at them and saying, didn't we see four? When we're walking around in our trials and our situation, they ought to see the glory of God in our lives. They ought to not see whining, crying, moaning, complaining, and kicking the dog and cussing and fussing and whatever, but they ought to see the glory of God called out. Knowing that God has the ability, knowing that through our faith is the one going to take us through it, because he said in Hebrews that only thing going to please him is faith. Ooh, Lord, it's so much I would like to go back over, but I'm going to open these lines because I'm telling you, this is some fire up on the through the trial. Your faith going to go on trial, but in the midst of it, don't panic, and they didn't panic, and they were encouraged and caused others, glory to God, to recognize the God that they serve is true to who he say he is. Hallelujah. Nebuchadnezzar had to say, their God is God. Woo! Glory to God. Let me open this line. I am so excited. It's amazing. I'm just about this time every night, everybody finishing up. Woo, Jesus. This is powerful, 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 powerful. Anybody that's in need of prayer, hold on just a minute till I get all the lines open. And even that word of prophecy that went forth, don't take it lightly. As the prophet has spoken concerning that word, and if it's you that need the prayer and so forth, all you have to do is say it's me. Nobody else know who's on the line. Now, let's just know your voice. Praise the Lord and let God bless, and that yoke need to be destroyed tonight. It can be destroyed. So God don't have his word to go out void, and when it's there, you can take it and try to say, I can handle it. But if you can handle it, you can handle it before now, but you got let go. So if you need someone to touch and agree while she's on the line, and other prophets and pastors on the line too, we'll be in agreement. So all the lines open. Before we do any kind of a remark, let's find out whether it's that individual is on the line tonight or this is a word for somebody that will pick it up on Blog Talk later.
Amen.
So if that is you,
praise the Lord.
Minute, before we do any remark, we're waiting on the person to find out, is that them that want that agreement tonight at Pastor Prophesied before we make any remarks?
Okay.
If it's you that need that prayer for that prophecy that went forth, that somebody, glory to God, that God has given a word, that need to be freed up from something that happened in your past, and what you said, whether it be rape, whether incest, whether it's marriage, whether any kind of situation that may have occurred, don't let it eat you up, but God wants you to come into a place of rest. And he wants you to know that it's over, but we got to have the faith
praise
to let go. And I'm not allowed to
praise the Lord.
Take you back.
Praise the Lord.
Father,
Father, Father.
Yes?
Pray for me.
Yes?
His name.
I can barely hear you.
Hallelujah.
Pray for him. I can't hear her clearly, but sounds like she said pray for her, so.
Yeah, she said pray for me.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Father, we honor you tonight, and we thank you so much, Father, for she died to set the captive free. We are your children, God, and we are called by your name. We ask in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, that you reset that button, Father God. You reset that button, God. And we pray that that mind that be in Christ Jesus be in them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That that yoke be broken and destroyed in the precious name of Jesus. That they are not who they used to be. They are not who even they have been called in their past, God. But they are who you created them to be. They are brand new, God. You make all things new. I thank you for your servant tonight, God. I pray in the name of Jesus that they know that they are loved in the beloved. That they know, God, that they are worthy. That they know, God, that they are awesome. That they know, Father God, that they are forgiven. That they know that they are saved in you and you got a purpose for their lives. I pray in the name of Jesus that every yoke of bondage, God, be broken now in the name of Jesus. We bind up the past in Jesus' name. You said whatever we bind in the earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose is loose. So, God, we loosen up the spirit of freedom. We loosen up the spirit of peace. We loosen up the spirit of forgiveness now, God, in the name of Jesus. Help them to release it. Help them to let it go. So we bless them now in the name of Jesus, and we say that they are a new creation in you, dear God.
Thank you, God.
And, Father, we thank you for it.
Thank you.
And we call it done in thank the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anyone else want prayer? Before remarks go on, praise the Lord. If anyone is in need of prayer for any circumstances, we want to give that space right now before we make the remarks. So that is crucial. Praise God. About prayer is important and how we're putting it after the remarks, and I should have been if there was any prayer first. So thank God for the blessing, and I pray that the woman of God received what the prophet has said and what God has said through her, because that's most of all his spirit that is the one that gives the discernment for the gift.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold to be able to listen to the show.
Whoever has that on their phone, would they kindly just mute your phone? So if there's any remarks, praise God. We'll take them now. There is not any more for prayer. We want to thank the woman of God for how beautiful, how powerful, how anointing. That teaching was so in-depth, and it's something to go down in the marrow of your bones. It's just really powerful. So I thank God for you. Any remarks now, we'll go ahead and take those. I just want to make sure that prayer went forth.
Amen. Praise
and
the Lord. I'd like to give some remarks. I thank and praise God for using Pastor Minister Bird on tonight. I love that lesson in the book of Daniel. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if anybody's faith was on trial, it was the Hebrew boys. Praise God. Because they were truly, their faith was truly tested. I want to...
Somebody has to mute their phone. Are you hearing with the...
Okay, we might need to... Okay.
So,
we're going to be brief because we have made it some people on the line, too. So everyone
yes.
have probably me about 2 minutes. So.
I ain't going to be long. But I wanted to say, you know, sometimes you think you got to have a testimony every few seconds, but you don't. I don't know about all of the different things that the Hebrew boys went through, but I do know that this testimony was a testimony that has stood the test of time. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows that, and I like to listen to the message and then hear, and I just saw relationship. Except you have relationship with the Almighty God, these young men, these men had to have relationship with God for them to sit there and say to the king, them knowing what was going to take place, but for them to say what they had to say, praise God, that our God, they had to have relationship with God in order for them to look at the king who could cast them into a fiery furnace and tell the king, look, our God is able to deliver us. And I believe they was at rest in that thing, praise God. So mm-hmm. I think, praise God, it's a powerful message. It's a message for us, hallelujah, to put ourselves in remembrance of not only what God has done for those in the Bible, but for what he's done in our own life. And I love the point she made, how God is a faithful God. If he made a promise to us, praise God, and that's why I keep saying that I have decided I'm going to be in agreement with what God's word said about me in his word, praise God. And so I could say so much more, and I love that about resting in the Lord. When you can rest, you ain't going to be staying up all night trying to walk the floors because of what's going on. If God never slumbers nor sleep, don't you know he's got everything in his hands, and therefore you can lay down and you can rest, praise God. God is in charge, praise God. Let him handle it, praise God. And you do what he has assigned you to do, but just trust in God's word, praise God. Hallelujah. And I put last thing I want to say, if I could have done such and such, hello, I'm not resting because I'm focusing on what I can do. And if I could have did it for Jesus' purpose, hello, Jesus has done it all. He paid the price, praise God. And I thank and praise God what he's done. It was an excellent word, Minister Bird. I praise God for you. Pray that God will continue to keep and hear from God and continue on in Christ Jesus' name. God bless each one of you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Pastor Bird, I enjoyed your word on tonight. The promises of God. I've heard that three times so far. I've heard it Monday, Tuesday, and now tonight. The promises of God.
Mm-mm-mm.
As you were talking, you said that he who calls us is faithful. And you said that God wants to unleash in our soul the power of his word. That hit me really, really hard. God wants to unleash. He wants to let it go. He wants to put it in as wide open, the power of his word. And when we understand the power of his word, we are walking the promises of God. You also said that we are to hold fast with our confession, without wavering. You said that God is able and reliable, and he who calls us is faithful. You said that several times. So it needs to be branded. If the Holy Ghost keep repeating it, it needs to be branded within us that he who calls us is faithful. You said that he can do all things but fail. And when you got to the part about resting in God, you said we're already resting from sin and guilt and carnal thinking, and we need to cease trying to outdo God. I was reading today about Sarah. When first God told Abraham about Sarah was going to have his child, and I was wondering, I said, now, when the three messengers came and Sarah overheard them, she laughed. But you think Sarah and Abraham are husband and wife, so Abraham must have been talking to Sarah. You would think this is what God said to me and got excited. But she laughed at it because of her situation, because she didn't think about the promises, all that God had said to Abraham before. Either she forgot or just don't think it, because a lot of times we just don't think that way right away when we're in situations. So she laughed to herself because of the promise that God made to Abraham. And then he sent him witnesses to tell him the same thing. But through it all, Sarah couldn't wait on God to do it. And when she said we need to cease from trying to outdo God and rest, Sarah didn't rest. And so we know what happened with that. I just want to say this, because I know we're short for time, that I love you, Pastor Bird, and I loved your word tonight. God bless you.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Bird. That was a wonderful lesson. I thank God for using you so mighty tonight. Believe, especially when you put that word, believe what you ask him for. You will receive it. Because if you believe him by faith, you know you're going to get what he said, but you need to believe him and stand by faith. So I thank God for using it tonight about that retriever voice. That was magnificent, because those boys let us know today that when you know who you are in Christ Jesus and what the Heavenly Father did for us, nothing is impossible. You stand, believe, and take your position. So thank God for you, Pastor Bird. Thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for the word tonight that went forward. It was just really, really beautiful word. And you know, a lot of our faith is on trial. And it said, now don't panic, but be encouraged. And for the three nights, I've heard the same message coming forth in my spirit. And it's don't waver, hold fast, believe in what you know, and just hold on like a bulldog, because God does not lie. And he can be trusted. And we encourage you to continue to worship God, and that you live long and prosper in the way. Thank you so much. And we appreciate very much this revival coming at this time. It's a needed time. Thank you, and God bless all of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that all the remarks? Praise the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Is that all? I like
praise
your time. So
hi.
Okay.
Hello.
Praise the Lord.
Lord.
Hi.
Thank you for the word. Thank you. Hi.
Great.
We wanted to thank you
praise
for the word
Lord.
Today.
Thank you, darling. Bless the Lord. I'm glad you enjoyed it. That's a granddaughter?
Yes.
Well, bless the Lord, darling. Make me feel good to know that you were listening. Amen. Okay, Mother McCormick?
Yes. Praise God, Pastor Bird. I just thank God for for the word tonight. There's so much that I could say, but I just thank God for you. That's all I can say right now. I just thank God for you.
She's so full, because that's unusual. You're full. You are so full. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Thank God for the work you do you like that. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Any other remarks? Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. Okay, that must have been somebody disagreeing. Well, we praise God. We're going to give space now for none other than the prophet to go ahead and share tonight. Whatever remarks God put on her heart, if you give her anything else for it, prophetic or in the spirit, then you have that space, my dear. Praise the Lord. Are you still there, Pastor? That's the bird.
Thank you, Lord. You hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you at first.
All I just want to say is praise be to God. I thank everybody for your comments tonight. And I'm just saying that I am so blessed by everything that have been said this week. And I think it was much needed.
Yes.
And we bless God and we thank him for who he is and all that he's doing. And in this time like never before, we got to stand on the promises of God without wavering. Because so much is going on. We got to keep our faith and know that if God said something, he's going to bring it to pass. So that's all I have to say.
Praise God. That's a mouthful right there. Praise the Lord. I do bless the Lord. I'm not going to hold you all any longer. I am so full and excited about what God is doing in this revival and what he's done each night, and even the meat that we received tonight, how it's just been a blessing. And even for the prophetic and the word, and for the young lady of servant of God receiving, and pray God blesses and covering over that she hold on to what God has given and not allow the enemy to come back and steal, because if God said it, it's already settled. Now it's up for us to believe it. He really said in Mark 11, when you pray, and believe what you receive. And if you have any ought against anyone, forgive, so our prayers won't be, your prayer won't be hindered from whatever God has for you. So just stand fast and hold fast. Thank God for everyone that comes in to support, whether they're on the line or I check back with Pastor Dorsey, or whether in chat room, we still give God glory. And for those that were here later that wasn't able to come on right now through the blogtalkradio.com/divine, D-E-V-I-N-E, connection. Again, blogtalkradio.com/divine connection. Praise God. I'm drunk now. Thank you. But anyway, bless the Lord. We praise God again for what he's done and what he's doing. And on Thursday night, none other than Apostle Mary Burton out of Columbia, South Carolina. Bless the Lord. Another anointed vessel of the Lord. And so here for God to speak with us as the Lord and is anointed to preach the gospel and teach the word. So we're praying that you will be here and listening and send the word out, send a message out, glory to God, whether it be through the telephone or WhatsApp number or whether through the blog talk, for them to be able to see someone and hear with us someone at this hour and this time. We give all glory and praise unto honor that God bless and brought this to pass and more yet to come. Keep you covered under the blood, protection and shield and blood covering, and pray glory to God, God's blessing. Find Satan up and all his hooks, set up in traffic there, come against your lives, but come against just a revival or prayers, glory to God, again, even in ministry. We just bless God. We speak life, health, and wholeness, and the joy of the Lord continue to be your strength. Hold on to the peace of God. We bless God. Praise God. As well as tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, Pastor Apostle Bird. On Friday night, Pastor Dr. Dorsey. Praise the Lord. And on Saturday, Pastor Betty Pugh. And on Sunday, Prophetess Alicia Noom. So in the meantime, keep the women of God prayed up, those that are already ministered and those getting ready to minister, as we continue to believe God for greater. Amen and amen.
Amen.
So with amen. That saying, good night, shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Night.
Night. God be the glory. Praise God for the covering and the blessing. Hallelujah, how great thou art. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. We give him glory and praise. Angel the Lord be in camp. Praise the Lord.
Praise
shalom,
the Lord.
Shalom. Mm-hmm. He is worthy of the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Nothing but the blood of Jesus and wash it away my sins. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.